This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. In this segment, we have a profile of an up-and-coming musician from this region who writes raw, powerful songs. She has two albums out, and her music has earned praise from NPR, Pitchfork.com, and The New York Times. Rolling Stone calls her music scalding grunge fury. Her newest album is Sprinter. It recently made NPR's list of the best albums of 2015 so far. Check this out. The singer-songwriter you're hearing right now is Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, Torres. Actually, that's her stage name. Her real name is Mackenzie Scott. She doesn't sing or speak with an accent, but she's a Southerner. She grew up in Macon, Georgia, about 80 miles south of Atlanta. She was raised in a religious household, and she attended a Presbyterian school and a Baptist church. She started playing guitar as a teenager. She says she was interested in music therapy, and she used to sing in a nursing home.
Those people just want company. They just want someone to talk to. I wanted to help comfort them and keep them company in some way, so I started going on Saturdays and breaking out my acoustic guitar and a little PA and a microphone, and I would sing classic hymns to them. And they loved it. It was a really special time in my life.
After high school, she left Macon and enrolled at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, where she majored in songwriting. At first, she played acoustic exclusively, but then she made a conscious decision to find a new sound.
I didn't stand out enough. It wasn't different enough, and I didn't think that I was doing myself any favors by continuing to play the acoustic guitar with kind of stereotypical instrumentation, basically the instrumentation that everybody expected me to have in my band. So I picked up an electric guitar.
The website PremierGuitar.com calls her guitar playing creatively aggressive and unorthodox because she uses classical-style finger-picking on an electric. Do you ever play with a pick?
No, I don't. I've never played with one.
How is your right hand doing?
it bleeds every time I play a show, but I love it, actually. I think that it just means I'm working for it. Mackenzie Scott chose her stage name, Torres, as an homage to her maternal grandfather. Torres was his surname. In 2013, she released a self-titled debut album. This year, she released a follow-up titled Sprinter. The New York Times calls Sprinter blunt, mercurial rock that can smolder. Pitchfork.com says the album splits its mood between rage and depression. Many of the songs have good dynamic range, that is, they alternate between loud and quiet.
Chew and swallow it good. chase the mirror down. Lost I was not ready for what I found. It was all in my mind, and my body was fine. But try as I might, I could not hide.
Torres lives in Brooklyn these days, and she traveled all the way to England to record Sprinter. She produced it with a British friend of hers, Rob Ellis. Ellis is known as a drummer and a producer with PJ Harvey. The album also features Ian Oliver on bass, who also played with PJ Harvey, and guitarist Adrian Utley from Portishead. Torres says she was striving to create truly original sounds on the album, which made it a bit difficult to communicate with her co-producer, Rob Ellis.
I had such a difficult time describing the sounds, you know, what I wanted to create to Rob, because I'm not really articulate when it comes to talking about music. And I would point out, you know, something that I played on the guitar while we were listening to the demo, and I would say, okay, I want this guitar line, but I want it to sound like the Titanic sinking or something, or like I want this melody to sound like a pink neon line in outer space. I mean, I threw references all over the place, from funkadelic to novels that I was reading. I would say, can we make this sound a little bit more Ray Bradbury or something like that? So we got to spend a lot of time just focusing on sound and tones and instrumentation, which was really fun.
In terms of that, sound and instrumentation, one of the most striking songs is Sun, You Are No Island. Foreboding music is paired with lyrics half sung, half spoken. She says for this song, she wanted her voice to be ungendered.
Son, you're not a man yet. You dove to save a child who must be drowned. You drowned to save yourself. You drowned to save yourself.
I wanted it to be an androgynous perspective, almost as if the voice was a spiritual being rather than a person at all.
Because she grew up in a religious household, her lyrics frequently deal with God and spirituality and Christianity. Her beliefs became less fundamentalist when she left Macon, Georgia. She says she didn't move away from faith, but did stop going to church. That happened in college at Belmont in Nashville.
I met people with opinions and different worldviews, and, you know, it's not such a shocker, but it was for me at the time, because I had only ever lived in Macon.
Her song, New Skin, is written from the perspective of someone whose beliefs and values are changing, someone developing a new identity.
Lay off me, would you? I'm just trying to take this new skin for a spin. Pray for me, would you? I'm just nervous about my family filing in.
You know, nobody said that life would be perfect, but I was for so many years under the impression that if I did what I was taught in church and did what I was told the Bible told me to do, the way that it was taught to me, that my life would somehow pan out better or more easily than other people's lives who weren't living by, you know, the code of the law.
She no longer believes that, and she says she doesn't want her life to be easier than other people's.
Nothing is easy. That's not meant to be bleak. It's just that's truth. The goal is to find joy within that on a daily basis.
Who's that trying to speak for me? What is it that they claim to be?
child of God. Much like yourself, you will find me right where I fell.
The album's title track, Sprinter, can be interpreted on a couple of levels. Literally, it could refer to her high school athlete years, running track. But the word sprinter has religious and philosophical connotations as well.
It can be read as running from something. In my case, it was me running from the tough questions and the tough answers and kind of the gray areas that I wanted the black and white because I thought that it would be easier that way. And so I ran from a lot of people because I was afraid of life being messy, I suppose.
My pastor told us, don't you worry, even Zacchaeus found his glory.
And in another sense, it can be read as running towards something, especially a truth. And in my case, it was I found myself kind of circling back around and running back to where I came from to find the truth and also to apologize to a lot of the people that I hurt when I ran from them because I was afraid.
There's freedom to and freedom from, and freedom to run from everyone. There's freedom to and freedom from, and freedom to run from everyone. Well, what I did is what is done. The Baptist in me chose to run. But if there's still time to choose the sun, I'll choose the sun, I'll choose the sun.
Growing up in the South, growing up in a fairly conservative religious family and environment, I mean, it seems like in pop culture, there aren't a lot of realistic stories about that kind of experience. It seems like in pop culture, Southern fundamentalists are always portrayed as Bible-banging, gun-toting rednecks, whereas your lyrics and your songs give a much more honest and realistic idea of what it's like to grow up in that environment.
And that's why I wanted to make this record. I didn't think that there was anything out there that told my story, and, you know, I wanted to make something new that didn't exist already.
I think you've definitely done that. Yeah, I would say you've succeeded.
Heather, I'm sorry that your mother diseased in the brain cannot recall your name. Heather, I dreamt that I forgave, but that only comes in waves. I hate you all the same. Looking for beggars.
That was Mackenzie Scott, who performs as Torres. She lives in Brooklyn. She'll be performing here in Chattanooga on July 2nd at Rhythm and Brews. Later this year, in the fall, she'll be the opening act for Garbage when they go on their next world tour. Her newest album is Sprinter. It came out this year, and it made NPR's list of the best albums of 2015 so far. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.